Saturday, October the 9th, 10-1 Keshvan 5771, Shabbat, Parashat Noach, Noah and Rosh Chodesh Keshvan, New Moon. Luke 5.
Four fishermen called his disciples.
Now it happened, while the multitude pressed on him and heard the word of Elohim, that he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them, and were washing their nets. He entered into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. He sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep, and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered him, "Master, we worked all night, and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the net." When they had done this, they caught a great multitude of fish, and their net was breaking. They beckoned to their partners in the other boat, that they should come and help them. They came, and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. But Simon Peter, when he saw it, fell down at Yeshua's knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Adonai," for he was amazed, and all who were with him, at the catch of fish which they had caught, and so also were Jacob and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Yeshua said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will be catching people alive." When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything, and followed him.
Yeshua cleanses a leper.
It happened, while he was in one of the cities, behold, there was a man full of leprosy. When he saw Yeshua, he fell on his face, and begged him, saying, "Adonai, if you want to, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand, and touched him, saying, "I want to. Be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him. He commanded him to tell no one, but go your way, and show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing according to what Moses commanded, for a testimony to them. But the report concerning him spread much more, and great multitudes came together to hear, and to be healed by him of their infirmities. But he withdrew himself into the desert, and prayed.
Yeshua forgives and heals a paralytic.
It happened in one of those days, that he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and teachers of the Torah sitting by, who had come out of every village of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. The power of Adonai was with him to heal them. Behold, men brought a paralyzed man in a cot, and they sought to bring him in to lay before Yeshua. Not finding a way to bring him in because of the multitude, they went up to the housetop, and let him down through the tiles with his cot into the midst before Yeshua. Seeing their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." The scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this that speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but Elohim alone?" But Yeshua, perceiving their thoughts, answered them, "Why are you reasoning so in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, arise, and take up your cot, and go to your house." Immediately he rose up before them, and took up that which he was laying on, and departed to his house, glorifying Elohim. Amazement took hold on all, and they glorified Elohim. They were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today."
Matthew the tax collector.
After these things he went out, and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office, and said to him, "Follow me." He left everything, and rose up and followed him. Levi made a great feast for him in his house. There was a great crowd of tax collectors and others who were reclining with him. Their scribes and the Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners?" Yeshua answered them, "Those who are healthy have no need for a physician, but those who are sick do. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance."
Yeshua is questioned about fasting.
They said to him, "Why do John's disciples often fast and pray, likewise also the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink?" He said to them, "Can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast, while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. Then they will fast in those days." He also told a parable to them. "No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old garment, or else he will tear the new, and also the piece from the new will not match the old. No one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved. No man having drunk old wine immediately desires new, for he says, the old is better. Luke 6.
Yeshua is the Adonai of the Sabbath.
Now it happened on the second Sabbath after the first, that he was going through the grain fields. His disciples plucked the heads of grain, and ate, rubbing them in their hands. But some of the Pharisees said to them, Why do you do that which is not legal to do on the Sabbath day? Yeshua, answering them, said, Haven't you read what David did when he was hungry, he, and those who were with him, how he entered into the house of Elohim, and took and ate the showbread, and gave also to those who were with him, which is not legal to eat except for the priests alone. He said to them, The Son of Man is master of the Sabbath.
Healing on the Sabbath.
It also happened on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. There was a man there, and his right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him, to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man who had the withered hand, Rise up, and stand in the middle. He arose and stood. Then Yeshua said to them, I will ask you something, is it legal on the Sabbath to do good, or to do harm? To save a life, or to kill? He looked around at them all, and said to the man, Stretch out your hand. He did, and his hand was restored as sound as the other. But they were filled with rage, and talked with one another about what they might do to Yeshua.
The 12 Apostles.
It happened in these days, that he went out to the mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to Elohim. When it was day, he called his disciples, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named emissaries, Simon, whom he also named Peter, Andrew, his brother, Jacob, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, Jacob, the son of Alphae, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judah the son of Jacob, and Judah Iscariot, who also became a traitor.
Yeshua heals a great multitude.
He came down with them, and stood in a level place, with a crowd of his disciples, and a great number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were troubled by unclean spirits, and they were being healed. All the multitudes sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all.
The Beatitudes.
He lifted up his eyes to his disciples, and said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of Elohim. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall exclude and mock you, and throw out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for their fathers did the same thing to the prophets.
Yeshua pronounces woes.
But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you, you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep.
Woe,
when men speak well of you, for their fathers did the same thing to the false prophets.
Love your enemies.
But I tell you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. To him who strikes you in the cheek, offer also the other, and from him who takes away your cloak, don't withhold your coat also. Give to everyone who asks you, and don't ask him who takes away your goods to give them back again. As you would like people to do to you, do exactly so to them. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, to receive back as much. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, expecting nothing back, and your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind toward the unthankful and evil. Therefore be merciful, even as your Father is also merciful.
Do not judge.
Don't judge, and you won't be judged. Don't condemn, and you won't be condemned. Set free, and you will be set free. Give, and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be given to you. For with the same measure you measure it will be measured back to you. He spoke a parable to them. Can the blind guide the blind? Won't they both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his rabbi, but everyone when he is fully trained will be like his rabbi. Why do you see the speck of chaff that is in your brother's eye, but don't consider the beam that is in your own eye? Or how can you tell your brother, Brother, let me remove the speck of chaff that is in your eye, when you yourself don't see the beam that is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First remove the beam from your own eye, and then you can see clearly to remove the speck of chaff that is in your brother's eye.
A tree is known by its fruit.
For there is no good tree that brings forth rotten fruit, nor again a rotten tree that brings forth good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For people don't gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings out that which is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings out that which is evil, for out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks.
Build on the rock.
Why do you call me Adonai, Adonai, and don't do the things which I say? Everyone who comes to me, and hears my words, and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house, who dug and went deep, and laid a foundation in the rock. When a flood arose, the stream broke against that house, and could not shake it, because it was founded on the rock. But he who hears, and doesn't do, is like a man who built a house in the earth without a foundation, against which the stream broke, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Luke 7.
Yeshua heals a centurion's servant.
After he had finished speaking in the hearing of the people, he entered into Capernaum. A certain centurion's servant, who was dear to him, was sick and at the point of death. When he heard about Yeshua, he sent to him Jewish elders, asking him to come and save his servant. When they came to Yeshua, they begged him earnestly, saying, He is worthy for you to do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built our synagogue for us. Yeshua went with them. When he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Adonai, don't trouble yourself, for I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. Therefore I didn't even think myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man placed under authority, having under myself soldiers. I tell this one, Go. And he goes, and to another, Come. And he comes, and to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Yeshua heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned and said to the multitude who followed him, I tell you, I have not found such great faith, no, not in Israel. Those who were sent, returning to the house, found that the servant who had been sick was well.
Yeshua raises the Song of Solomon of the widow of Nain.
It happened soon afterwards, that he went to a city called Nain. Many of his disciples, along with a great multitude, went with him. Now when he drew near to the gate of the city, behold, one who was dead was carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. Many people of the city were with her. When Adonai saw her, he had compassion in her, and said to her, Don't cry. He came near and touched the coffin, and the bearer stood still. He said, Young man, I tell you, arise. He who was dead sat up, and began to speak. And he gave him to his mother. Fear took hold of all, and they glorified Elohim, saying, A great prophet has arisen among us. And Elohim has visited his people. This report went out concerning him in the whole of Judea, and in all the surrounding region.
John the Immerser sends messengers to Yeshua.
The disciples of John told him about all these things. John, calling to himself two of his disciples, sent them to Yeshua, saying, Are you the one who is coming, or should we look for another? When the men had come to him, they said, John the Immerser has sent us to you, saying, Are you he who comes, or should we look for another? In that hour he cured many of diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and to many who were blind he gave sight. Yeshua answered them, Go and tell John the things which you have seen and heard, that the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. Blessed is he who finds no occasion for stumbling in me. When John's messengers had departed, he began to tell the multitudes about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are gorgeously dressed, and live delicately, are in king's courts. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. For I tell you, among those who are born of women there is not a greater prophet than John the Immerser, yet he who is least in the kingdom of Elohim is greater than he. When all the people and the tax collectors heard this, they declared Elohim to be just, having been immersed with John's immersion. But the Pharisees and the Torah scholars rejected the counsel of Elohim, not being immersed by him themselves. To what then will I liken the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace, and call one to another, saying, We piped to you, and you didn't dance. We mourned, and you didn't weep. For John the Immerser came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, He has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, Behold, a gluttonous man, and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Wisdom is justified by all her children.
A sinful woman forgiven.
One of the Pharisees invited him to eat with him. He entered into the Pharisee's house, and sat at the table. Behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that he was reclining in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of ointment. Standing behind at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and she wiped them with the hair of her head, kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, This man, if he were a prophet, would have perceived who and what kind of woman this is who touches him, that she is a sinner. Yeshua answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. He said, Rabbi, say on. A certain lender had two debtors. The one owed 500 denarii, and the other 50. When they couldn't pay, he forgave them both. Which of them therefore will love him most? Simon answered, He, I suppose, to whom he forgave the most. He said to him, You have judged correctly. Turning to the woman, he said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered into your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You didn't anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. He said to her, Your sins are forgiven. Those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, Who is this who even forgives sins? He said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Luke 8.
Many women minister to Yeshua.
It happened soon afterwards, that he went about the cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of Elohim. With him were the 12, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary who was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Jachana, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, Shoshana, and many others, who served them from their possessions.
The parable of the sower.
When a great multitude came together, and people from every city were coming to him, he spoke by a parable. The farmer went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some fell along the road, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the sky devoured it. Other seed fell in the rock, and as soon as it grew, it withered away, because it had no moisture. Other fell amid the thorns, and the thorns grew with it, and choked it. Other fell into the good ground, and grew, and brought forth fruit 100 times. As he said these things, he called out, He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
The purpose of parables.
Then his disciples asked him, What does this parable mean? He said, To you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of Elohim, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand.
The parable of the sower explained.
Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of Elohim. Those along the road are those who hear, then the devil comes, and takes away the word from their heart, that they may not believe and be saved. Those in the rock are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but these have no root, who believe for a while, then fall away in time of temptation. That which fell among the thorns, these are those who have heard, and as they go on their way they are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. That in the good ground, these are such as in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, hold it tightly, and bring forth fruit with patience.
The parable of the revealed light.
No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a container, or puts it under a bed, but puts it in a stand, that those who enter in may see the light. For nothing is hidden, that will not be revealed, nor anything secret, that will not be known and come to light. Be careful therefore how you hear. For whoever has, to him will be given, and whoever doesn't have, from him will be taken away even that which he thinks he has.
Shall his mother and brothers come to him?
His mother and brothers came to him, and they could not come near him for the crowd. It was told him by some saying, Your mother and your brothers stand outside, desiring to see you. But he answered them, My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of Elohim, and do it.
Wind and wave obey Yeshua.
Now it happened in one of those days, that he entered into a boat, himself and his disciples, and he said to them, Let's go over to the other side of the lake. So they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. A windstorm came down in the lake, and they were taken in dangerous amounts of water. They came to him, and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we are dying. He awoke, and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and it was calm. He said to them, Where is your faith? Being afraid they marveled, saying one to another, Who is this, then, that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?
A demon-possessed man healed.
They arrived at the country of the Gadarens, which is opposite Galilee. When Yeshua stepped ashore, a certain man out of the city who had demons for a long time met him. He wore no clothes, and didn't live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Yeshua, he cried out, and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What do I have to do with you, Yeshua, you son of the Most High Elohim? I beg you, don't torment me. For Yeshua was commanding the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For the unclean spirit had often seized the man. He was kept under guard, and bound with chains and fetters. Breaking the bands apart, he was driven by the demon into the desert. Yeshua asked him, What is your name? He said, Legion, for many demons had entered into him. They begged him that he would not command them to go into the abyss. Now there was there a herd of many pigs feeding on the mountain, and they begged him that he would allow them to enter into those. He allowed them. The demons came out from the man, and entered into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake, and were drowned. When those who fed them saw what had happened, they fled, and told it in the city and in the country. People went out to see what had happened. They came to Yeshua, and found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at Yeshua's feet, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who saw it told them how he who had been possessed by demons was healed. All the people of the surrounding country of the Gadarens asked him to depart from them, for they were very much afraid. He entered into the boat, and returned. But the man from whom the demons had gone out begged him that he might go with him, but Yeshua sent him away, saying, Return to your house, and declare what great things Elohim has done for you. He went his way, proclaiming throughout the whole city what great things Yeshua had done for him.
A girl restored to life and a woman healed.
It happened, when Yeshua returned, that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. Behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was ruler of the synagogue. He fell down at Yeshua's feet, and begged him to come into his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes pressed against him. A woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her living on physicians, and could not be healed by any, came behind him, and touched the fringe of his cloak, and immediately the flow of her blood stopped. Yeshua said, Who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitudes press and jostle you, and you say, Who touched me? But Yeshua said, Someone did touch me, for I perceive that power has gone out of me. When the woman saw that she was not hidden, She came trembling, and falling down before him declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. He said to her, "Daughter, cheer up. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he still spoke, one from the ruler of the synagogue's house came, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Don't trouble the rabbi." But Yeshua, hearing it, answered him, "Don't be afraid. Only believe, and she will be healed." When he came to the house, he didn't allow anyone to enter in, except Peter, John, Jacob, the father of the child, and her mother. All were weeping and mourning her, but he said, "Don't weep. She isn't dead, but sleeping." They were ridiculing him, knowing that she was dead. But he put them all outside, and taking her by the hand, he called, saying, "Child, arise." Her spirit returned, and she rose up immediately. He commanded that something be given to her to eat. Her parents were amazed, but he commanded them to tell no one what had been done. New Moon, Numbers 28, 1-15.
Daily Offerings.
Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the children of Israel, and tell them, my offering, my food for my offerings made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to me, you shall observe to offer to me in their due season. You shall tell them, this is the offering made by fire which you shall offer to Yahweh, male lambs a year old without blemish, 2 days by day, for a continual burnt offering. You shall offer the one lamb in the morning, and you shall offer the other lamb at evening, with a tenth part of an ephah fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with a fourth part of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which was ordained in Mount Sinai for a pleasant aroma, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Its drink offering shall be the fourth part of a hin for the one lamb. You shall pour out a drink offering of strong drink to Yahweh in the set-apart holy place. The other lamb you shall offer at evening, as the meal offering of the morning, and as the drink offering of it, you shall offer it, an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to Yahweh."
Sabbath Offerings.
On the Sabbath day, 2 male lambs a year old without blemish, and 2/10 parts of an ephah fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with oil, and the drink offering of it. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, besides the continual burnt offering, and the drink offering of it.
Monthly Offerings.
In the beginnings of your months you shall offer a burnt offering to Yahweh, 2 young bulls, and 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old without blemish, and 3/10 parts of an ephah fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with oil, for each bull, and 2/10 parts of fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with oil, for the 1 ram, and 1/10 part of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering to every lamb, for a burnt offering of a pleasant aroma, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Their drink offerings shall be 1/2 hin of wine for a bull, and 1/3 part of a hin for the ram, and 1/4 part of a hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. 1 male goat for a sin offering to Yahweh, it shall be offered besides the continual burnt offering, and the drink offering of it. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain. End of Parasha Noach, Noah. Praise Yah. Hebrew background audio, permission from Snani Kodesh site, Audio Scriptures International, United Bible Society, 1976. HNV is a public domain draft version of the World English Bible, Messianic Edition, Names of Most High Restored and Headings added by DCB. Please see worldenglishbible.org http://worldenglishbible.org/ for more information. Background music uses actual scripture Hebrew letters as notes. Orchestrations copyright 2010 by Dan Blana. Some elements from Hepcle.com copyright 2010 Michael J. Radwin, licensed under a Creative Commons license. Permission to share, to copy, distribute and transmit the work, or to remix, to adapt the work. Some elements, copyright 2010 Simchat Torah Beit Midrash. P.O. Box 4810, Parker, Colorado 80134. This is a companion to the STBM calendar. To buy the calendar, phone 1-866-TORAH-TV or 1-866-867-2488. Website, www.torah.tv.